The Tale of Mr. Todd by Beatrix Porter for Francis William of Ulva. Someday. I have made many books about well-behaved people. Now, for a change, I'm going to make a story about two disagreeable people called Tommy Brock and Mr. Todd. Nobody could call Mr. Todd nice. The rabbits could not bear him. They could smell him half a mile off. He was of a wandering habit, and he had foxy whiskers. They never knew where he would be next. In winter and early spring, he might generally be found in an earth amongst the rocks at the top of Bull Banks under Oatmeal Crag. He had half a dozen houses, but he was seldom at home. Houses were not always empty when Mr. Todd moved out, because sometimes Tommy Brock moved in without asking leave. Tommy Brock was a short, bristly, fat, waddling person with a grin. He grinned all over his face. He was not nice in his habits. He ate wasp nests and frogs and worms, and he waddled about by moonlight digging things up. His clothes were very dirty, and as he slept in the daytime, he always went in bed in his boots. And the bed which he went to bed in was generally Mr. Todd's. Now, Tommy Brock did occasionally eat rabbit pie, but it was only very little young ones occasionally, when other food was really scarce. He was friendly with old Mr. Bouncer. They agreed in disliking the wicked otters and Mr. Todd. They often talked over the painful subject. Old Mr. Bouncer was stricken in years. He sat in the spring sunshine outside the burrow in a muffler, smoking a pipe of rabbit tobacco. He lived with his son, Benjamin Bunny, and his daughter-in-law, Flopsy, who had a young family. Old Mr. Bouncer was in charge of the family that afternoon because Benjamin and Flopsy had gone out. The little rabbit babies were just old enough to open their blue eyes and kick. They lay in a fluffy bed of rabbit wool and hay in a shallow burrow separate from the main rabbit hole. To tell the truth, old Mr. Bouncer had forgotten them. He sat in the sun and conversed cordially with Tommy Brock, who was passing through the wood with a sack and a little spud which he used for digging, and some mole traps. He complained bitterly about the scarcity of pheasant eggs, and accused Mr. Todd of poaching them. And the otters had cleared off all the frogs while he was asleep in winter.
"I have not had a good square meal for a fortnight. I am living on pig nuts. I shall have to turn vegetarian and eat my own tail," said Tommy Brock.
It was not much of a joke, but it tickled old Mr. Bouncer because Tommy Brock was so fat and stumpy and grinning. So old Mr. Bouncer laughed and pressed Tommy Brock to come inside to taste a slice of seed cake and a glass of my daughter Flopsy's cowslip wine. Tommy Brock squeezed himself into the rabbit hole with alacrity. Then old Mr. Bouncer smoked another pipe and gave Tommy Brock a cabbage leaf cigar, which was so very strong that it made Tommy Brock grin more than ever, and the smoke filled the burrow. Old Mr. Bouncer coughed and laughed, and Tommy Brock puffed and grinned. And Mr. Bouncer laughed and coughed and shut his eyes because of the cabbage smoke.